morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersluth.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health, Zeeland Community Hospital. Duke, every once in a while, it's just you and me. I know when I came in this morning, you said, who's with me this morning? I said, it's just me today. When it's just you and me, we give people the opportunity to win a prize, and I talk about things that are happening at the hospital. So let's get started.
Well, let's get started by giving somebody something. And what's it going to be this morning, and what are we going to ask a question about?
Well, the prize is a first aid kit, and it's compact, so it's ideal for your car, and it has, you know, bandages in it. You can have the little scissors. It's got antibiotic ointment in, and you can just put it, you know, in your glove compartment or underneath your seat. So if there's an emergency, you know, you have something there, and we're delighted to be able to give that to a lucky person.
All right.
And the question is, I think, very simple. It is, name a service that Zeeland Community Hospital offers. And the number to call is 395-1450. Again, the number is 395-1450. Name a service that the hospital offers to people in our community.
Hospital offers many services.
The hospital offers many services. That's exactly right.
All right. See if we get a call here. 395-1450. We're waiting. Good morning, you're on the line.
Yes. How about meal service?
That's exactly right. We do offer meal service. What is your first name and number, and I'll call you?
Jean Dornbush.
Okay.
772-4456.
4456. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Stay tuned because we will have another giveaway. And Jean talked about meals that we offer to residents in our community. And if I am right and if I'm wrong, Jean, I think maybe Jean is someone who delivers some of those meals. But if I'm wrong, Jean, I apologize. But what we do is we offer meals to people who are homebound in our community. It's a noon meal. It's usually delivered between 11:30 and 12:30, and for a small fee, you know, people can get a meal brought into their home. And if you are interested in that, you can call the hospital at 748-2834. That's 748-2834. And you know, the nice thing about the meal service that we offer, and it's through our nutrition services department, is that, you know, people can have it for, you know, certain days of the week. They can have it, you know, for a month, you know, as long as they want. So there's flexibility in it, and we are delighted to be able to offer that to our community. You know, not only do we offer meals, Juke, but we say that we can take care of all of your family's needs at Zeeland Community Hospital, from bariatric surgery and many outpatient and inpatient surgical procedures to a diabetes center and a sleep disorder center. We have more than 180 physicians on staff, and we have access to the best specialists in the region with our coordinated care with Spectrum Health. The newsletter that's going to be coming out in the next couple weeks is going to be sent to 55,000 homes in our community, spotlights two patients who came into our hospital and have had life-changing experiences. One is a young father who had bariatric surgery. He's going to be on Wellspring in September and share his journey, but it's really very, very inspirational. And then we have a
call online here. Yes, you're online with our guest.
Just a quick comment. My mom lives in Maple Valley Estates, and she receives those meals on wheels from Zeeland, and they are delicious. I took a couple bites to give my mom the incentive, and then she started taking a couple bites and said, "You're right, these are good." Yeah, they are wonderful.
Good.
Good work. Bye.
Thank you. You know, and that's the greatest thing when we get a testimonial like that. Great meal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the portion sizes, you know, are often large. I know my mother-in-law has had them in the past, and she would say, you know, I have enough that I can, you know, eat another meal this week. I got another meal out of it.
Yeah.
Another story that's going to be in our newsletter is about a man who came into our ER, and he was having a heart attack, what we call a STEMI heart attack. And because of the coordinated care that we have with the Meyer Heart Center, he was on the table having a catheterization in a record amount of time. And he shares his personal story in the newsletter.
Could be interesting.
So, you know, just a teaser for people to read those stories about how Zealand Community Hospital is making a difference in the lives of the people we serve.
Can we give away another prize?
Yes, we can give another away.
That's a lunch cooler.
It's a lunch cooler. And the question this time is, Zealand Community Hospital is pleased to offer programs that help promote wellness. Name a program that the hospital offers. It could be a class. It could be a service. The number to call is 395-1450. That's 395-1450.
Okay, we'll wait for that telephone to ring here. 395-1450. And I believe it is ringing. Good morning, you're on the line.
The diabetic.
Diabetic class, that's exactly right. First name and phone number.
Nancy.
Okay, and your phone number?
269-751-5620.
Okay, 269-751. Uh-huh.
5620.
5620. I'll be calling you later, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned because we are going to give away one more lunch cooler. We do offer diabetes classes. We are very privileged to have a wonderful diabetes staff, which includes an endocrinologist, includes diabetes educators, and includes social workers. They do consultations one-on-one with diabetic patients, but then we also offer diabetic self-management classes. We offer pre-diabetes classes, and there's a nutrition series, which we talked about before, which talks about specific topics and nutrition that are really very geared to people of all ages, but especially those who are diabetic. So we are glad to be able to offer those. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay. All right. Tell us about some of the other
classes. You know, fitness is so important to people, and we are excited that this month we are going to be offering a new Pilates class, and it's going to be offered at the hospital. It's going to be during the noon hour, so we're thinking people, you know, within the hospital and those in the community can break away. It's going to be from 12:15 to 1 on Wednesdays. It starts Wednesday, August 28, and goes through October 16. The class is going to be taught by Amy White, who is a personal trainer and a certified fitness specialist. The cost is only $35. We also have our Easy Does It class. A new one is going to be starting at the end of month on August 27. This is a low-intensity aerobic exercise of moderate duration. Kelly Atkins, who has been on the radio here before, is just a great motivator, teaches that class. That's from 3:45 to 4:45 in the afternoon. It's 8 weeks on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The cost for that class is $50, and that's really a good deal when you think about you're getting 16 classes, so it's like $3.25 for a class, so very affordable. Then we have the core cardio and conditioning class. I attend this one, and there are people that are 20 years old in that class,
really?
And there are people that are 70 years old in that class, and this is a great class because we are just using all different types of exercise apparatus. We're using balls, we're using bands, we're using Bootsu, we're doing aerobic exercises, and I've been doing it now for a couple years, and one of the things we talked about in the class is that it's going to increase your balance, and I can really, really see that. You know, when I started out, she would have us, you know, standing on one leg or doing something, and I would find myself wobbling, you know. And now I'm finding that my balance has really, really improved. And as I get older, you know, it's very, very important.
You appreciate that.
You very much appreciate that. And really developing flexibility and strengthening those muscles. That class meets from 5 to 6, begins on August 27. The cost is $50.
Okay. And are there any fitness programs for people who don't want a traditional exercise class?
Yes, there is. Arthritis Foundation Tai Chi program. If you have never experienced Tai Chi, it is really, really neat. I had the opportunity to go to a class, and I was just amazed. Again, this class, there were 20-year-olds, and there were couples that were 60 or 70 years old. It was their last class, and they learn movements that improve flexibility and promote fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's more, when you go in the room, she had soft music playing, and people had learned these flowing movements. It's like I said, the class is approved by the Arthritis Foundation for a joint-friendly alternative for people of all ages. Classes can be done seated or standing. It's a beginner's class, and if you're listening and you're interested in this class, I would say call early because, you know, there's a limited amount of people that can be in it, and it's a very,
very... Yeah, it takes a lot of space.
Yeah, it does, because you know what I mean? They were moving one way and then another, and, you know, I wasn't participating in the class, but after I left, after being there for an hour, I felt so relaxed just because of the atmosphere that was in that room. And you could just see the camaraderie that had developed between the class. And, you know, they were excited about starting next year. That class is going to start in September. It's in the morning from 9:30 to 10:30. It's at the hospital. It's from Monday, September 9 to November 11, and the fee is $50.
How many people struggle with their weight? Does the hospital have any programs that will help with that?
Yes, we do. We have the Healthy Ways Weight Management Program that kicks off this month. It's an 8-week program. It includes both nutrition and physical activity classes. And this class in the last session was very successful. Participants lost 73.5 pounds. They dropped 58% of their body fat. They reduced their BMI by 26.36%. They shed 26.25 inches. They reduced their health problems, and they achieved a 1.5-mile walk in less than 30 minutes. Kelly teaches this class. A registered dietitian teaches the class. It starts August 20 through October 8. It's from 5:30 to 8. If you're interested in that class, you can call the hospital. You know, so we have that for adults. We are also offering our Fit Kids program again in September, and that's to help fight childhood obesity.
And we have a caller here. Good morning. You're on the line with Sarah.
Yeah, good morning. I would like to make a comment on the meals delivered to the home.
Yeah.
My husband and I get them, and they are great. They're really, really good food and good-sized portions. So we're really thankful for that program.
Thank you very much. That is so great to hear. And like I said, you know, the best thing that you can hear is that, you know, we are meeting a need in the community. I mean, a hospital, everyone thinks of a hospital as a place to go when you're sick. And you certainly want to have, you know, that place available. But, you know, our mission is not only to help the sick, but to provide, you know, opportunities like I've talked about, classes, to provide meals for people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission is to reach out and serve the communities we serve. Just want to say, if someone's listening out there and you have a child who is, you know, fighting obesity, call the hospital because it's a free program.
Good morning. You're on the line with Sarah.
I don't know what happened to the phone. Something happened.
Oh, you didn't hear all of it?
No, I didn't hear all of it.
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
But anyway, I was going to say something else. You had a doctor on a while back that talked about rotator cuff in your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if you just let it be for time, you know, in time, it'll take care of itself. And that's what I had. I had rotator cuff problems so bad, it was just terrible. I had to lift my arm up because my rotator cuff was so bad. And I just let it go, and it took about, 9 months to a year, but it slowly went away on its own, and now my arm is fine.
Great.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You think maybe we ought to give them away on another try?
I do, and I think maybe that person needs to. We need to hang up on the phone. And this is our last prize. It's a lunch cooler. Juke is celebrating an anniversary very soon here at WHTC. How many years has he been broadcasting? And, you know, Juke, they can call you during the next half hour, and if someone gives you the right answer, because we are right out of time, you take their first name and their number, and I will contact you, and we will give a cooler away, because your anniversary is August 12th, correct?
That's right.
And it's a big occasion.
We got a call right here. Maybe they have an answer. Yes, you're on the line. You're on the line.
Yes, 65 years.
65, you're close, but not right. So call Juke in the next half hour, because we are out of time.
Thank
until
you.
Next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.